As Good as Dead by Holly Jackson is third and last book in a Good Girl's Guide to Murder series. This is definitely different from the previous two. The writing is dark and remarkable. The descriptions are so detailed and the characters burst out from the page. This one started off brilliantly. We see the after effects of what happened in book two. So in case you have not read previous novel, you should read that first. So, the story of this novel follows teenage investigator and podcaster, Pip. While growing up in the town of Little Kilton, she has seen too much murder and despair and, to adapt, she has begun self-medicating. Supposedly, there's a serial killer in jail, having gone on something of a spree a couple of years prior. But the question is, was the right person convicted? Also, when everything turns out badly, will the wrong person pay for his other crimes? Pip's character is more charming than at any other time. I love seeing the amount Pippa had developed, from the good girl we used to see, to this ethically dark person that we least anticipated. She has become hairy, and less straight-laced as one would anticipate from somebody with a history of becoming engaged with murder inspections. Yet she is so recognizable that it appeared as though I was on a dark, terrible ride with her. There wasn't a lot that I would say for Robbie since he ended up being the loveliest and the most adorable. It's so facetious how a thriller story could give too many sentiments for its character. Robbie is so mindful and understanding, he was there for Pippa and keep on doing so until the last book. He's simply so awesome. Undoubtedly, Boyfriend of the Year. Overall, As Good as Dead by Holly Jackson will keep you on edge. It will make you guessing and have you rooting for Pip right to the very end.
Thanks for listening this book review podcast. If you like this review, don't forget to follow, so that you do not miss any of our future podcast. Also show us your love by sharing it with your friends and family.